Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email us, brookeandjubal at moving925.com. We will call the person that didn't call you back. We've got Kelly on the phone with us today. Kelly emailed us about a guy named Cody. Apparently, they met through friends of friends.
Yes, through friends of friends.
Okay.
And we got together at this bar, and I figured, you know, blind dates are blind dates. I'm going to go in.
Oh, so this was a blind date. All right.
Yeah, it was a blind date. I don't usually engage in those kinds of things because they, you know, they can be a freaking disaster, basically.
Right.
So what did your friends tell you about this guy before the blind date?
Well, they told me that he was really cute and sort of, you know, in the market looking for a relationship. He had been in and out of relationships. So, you know, that whole relationship word, I went, oh, my gosh, I don't know. And they said, oh, you know, he's really nice. I think you'd like him a lot. And he's got a great job. You know, lots of potential.
Okay. When you showed up for the blind date, what'd you find?
I had very low expectations going in. But 2.5 hours later, you know, I'm still talking to this guy at the bar. Wow. We had so much in common. It was great chemistry. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those really great times, you know, one of those really just great times in your life.
Sounds like you liked him a lot.
I do. I do like him a lot. He was just a really great guy.
But you don't sound like you're looking for a relationship until this guy came along. It's just him that is making you change your mind.
Absolutely. You know, I would consider getting to know this person better and investing some time in him.
Okay. Basically. Okay.
And at the end of the date, you guys exchanged numbers and everything else, and he said he would call you. How long has that been?
It's been a week.
It's only been a week.
Yeah, but he said to me, you know, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay, and you tried to reach out to him?
I tried to talk to, you know, I was about 3 days, I think, and then I started to get antsy.
Okay.
So I've reached out to my friends, and I've said, hey, you know, kind of poke around and see if you've heard anything. I'm not going to call him back.
Okay.
I'm not going to get out.
I'm not going to call him back, but I'm going to call a radio station to do it for me.
Yeah.
That's
right,
fine.
Right. I'll do that, but I'm not going to pick up the phone and call him and say, hey, didn't hear from you. You want to get together? It's all kind of weird, you know?
Well, hang out for like 3.5 minutes. I'm going to play a song, come right back, and get your second date update.
All right.
Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Any of you guys ever got out on a blind date? Like completely blind, like never seen the person, met them?
I don't think I have.
Yeah. Once, thanks to you guys on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's correct, right. Yes. And it didn't work out very well for him.
No, not at all.
Kelly is on the phone with us. If you were listening just a minute ago, Kelly went out on a blind date with a guy named Cody. They met at a bar and then ended up hanging out for like 2.5 hours. And you, after that date, were really into him.
Yes.
And he hasn't called her back for like a week. So we're going to get him on the phone and see why. Are you nervous at all?
Yeah, I'm very nervous.
Okay. All right. I'm going to call him right now.
I think this one's going to end well. I have good feelings about this one.
I kind of do too, actually.
We're definitely not on the same page.
All
Hey, I was looking for Cody.
This is Cody.
Cody, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm moving 92.5. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Pretty good. Have you heard our show before?
Parts of it, yeah.
Parts of it?
I thought he said fart, too.
I did, too. Yeah. I was going to say, like, I'm the guy that does the phone calls or whatever. I thought he was going to say, you're the guy that does the fart jokes. And I was like, yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, that's me.
Same guy.
We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. It's where someone goes on a date and then gets blown off. They ask us to call the person they went on a date with and find out why. Somebody emailed us about you.
Okay.
You have any idea who that could be?
I mean, I went on a date like a week ago.
Yeah.
With a girl named Kelly?
Yeah.
All right. You ever gone on a blind date before?
Actually, that was my first time.
Okay. She said you guys had fun, though. You were talking at the bar for like 2.5 hours and exchanged numbers and were supposed to go out again, but you haven't called her. Do you mind telling us why?
I mean, have you talked to her?
We did.
You've verbally spoken with her then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you couldn't figure out, like, why there might be a problem? I mean, did she talk, like, a lot by any chance?
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, all women talk a lot.
Cody, I will tell you this. She seems like she might be kind of a high-strung lady.
You think?
Okay.
Is that
what it is?
She had a drink when we were out. I probably had 4. I just don't think she noticed because she was really busy talking.
Wow.
Was she talking about herself the entire time, or did she ask you any questions about you?
All about everything. I don't think there's anything left to, like, know about her.
So you feel like in that 2.5 hour kind of date that you had, you learned about her whole entire life, and you don't need a more relationship with her then?
I mean, she was nice, but I just, like, she didn't seem really interested in getting to know me at all. Just,
right.
Like, lots of very long, elaborate stories. I mean, somewhat enjoyable, but, like I said,
somewhat
like,
enjoyable.
I probably ordered 3 or 4 beers, and I'm just, like, sitting there, like, I didn't know even how to, like, get out of the situation.
Hey, Cody?
Yeah.
I appreciate you helping us out here and giving us the answer and saying all that. I do. Thank you.
Now I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, this is where I tell you that Kelly is actually on the phone with us right now.
Oh, my God. Of course.
And she just heard all of that. Kelly?
Yeah. What am I supposed to say to that? I mean, obviously, I'm a huge asshole, you know?
Okay, Kelly, slow down.
I don't
slow
think
down. Nobody called you an asshole.
I said you were nice. I mean.
Yeah, well, isn't that sweet? Yeah, I'm nice. Well, good.
But Kelly, you don't have to be so defensive. I mean, don't you think?
Defensive? Oh, my God. Defensive. Basically, I'm somebody he can't even imagine wanting to spend any more time with because he knows everything there is to know about me in 2.5 hours.
You would finish talking about, like, how your grandparents met. And then suddenly you, like, launched into another story about, like, your high school band teacher. And I'm just like, what information was I even able to present?
You know, if somebody says to me, so, tell me about Kelly, then I'm going to tell you about Kelly. And, you know, quite frankly, I'm a pretty complex chick, so I had a lot to tell you. You know, I got a lot going on. I mean, I'm all that in a bag of chips, dude. You know?
Get it, Kelly. Kelly, do you talk when you're nervous? Were you nervous on this date?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm just bored. I'm just
Kelly,
blown away.
I
and obviously, you know, I have no sense or no judge of anything that I'm doing or saying.
What were you trying to say, Cody?
See what I just did? Tried to say something, and then she kept going. Like, this is kind of what the first date was. I mean, I was going to say I let it go for a long time because I thought maybe she was nervous. I'm sorry, you know, like, what can I say?
Hey, Kelly, maybe you guys just don't click.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe you do talk a lot, but maybe there's a guy out there who likes that. Cody obviously isn't that dude. That being said,
obviously,
I would love to send you guys out on a second date. We'll pay for it.
Come on.
If you guys will go out again, would you be interested in going out on a second date?
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
I just had to ask. I will just say this. Next time you go on a first date, just go to the movies.
So she can talk her way through the film?
Well, no. Then that way you'll be at least be quiet for like 3 hours.
Yeah, and that's what you think.
Well, maybe not. Yeah, maybe you'll keep talking.
Well, Cody, I'm really sorry that, you know, I took you 2.5 hours and you'll never get that back again. Sorry.
Whatever. I mean, like I said, you're not. It's not like you were totally boring the whole time. I just.
Like, oh, well, that's good to know.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Once upon
a time. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning. And now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.